the station.
Welcome back to the Living Dead Minute, the daily podcast where we resurrect, revitalize, and reanimate George Romero's Night of the Living Dead 1 minute at a time in order. I'm Matt from the Savage Land podcast.
I'm Jason from ThatMightBeCool.com.
And I'm Rachel from the Savage Land podcast.
Today we are going to be discussing minute 31. Minute 31 starts with Barbara freaking out about wanting to wait for Johnny, and the minute ends with Barbara and Ben getting into a little bit of a tussle.
They're tussling.
Yeah, getting intense.
It's getting tussed and...
She's getting tussled.
She's getting real tussled.
So here's my note for this minute. I have high hopes that this minute will end soon.
Oh.
I really do appreciate the have a character who is having a mental breakdown. I think that's an interesting kind of part thing to add into a zombie film, where you know one guy's trying to, you know, how do two different people deal with a traumatic situation. But in the minute by minute format, it is a little tiresome.
Yeah, that's very very true.
Yeah, you get real sick of Barbara shit about as fast as it seems like Ben does.
Yep.
Yeah. We're all Ben right now.
We really are.
He's all Ben right now. He is an everyman.
He's the voice of the people.
Well, these people, at least.
The voice of these three people. Barbara's improvisational skills continue to shine in this minute.
Yeah. Well, you know, gotta wait for Johnny. Wait for Johnny. We need to wait for Johnny.
Why do we need to wait for Johnny? He's a jerk ass. We don't need him.
Yeah, he was old. He wasn't even waking up early for church, and you know, something about candy and all that. You know, just what a jerk.
I think she is like kind of freaking out a little bit because she did leave him there.
She did totally just bail on him real quick.
Yeah, she bolted. She got in the car and she just
like,
left him.
Oh,
there.
Johnny fell on the ground. Run. Get in the car and run. And crash the car.
And then
Johnny's
just keep
down
running.
Momentarily, so I'm just gonna get out of here.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
you think Barbara is gonna have some pretty horrible survivor's guilt moving forward if she makes it out of this movie alive.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm sure she will.
It kind of seems like she already is.
Barbara's like Carol from Night of the Living, or from The Walking Dead.
Barbara's like that character from The Night of the Living Dead.
No, from The Walking Dead.
Yeah, I know what you
mean. I get them confused. They're the same name, even with the different words.
They both have dead in the title.
Which confuses everybody.
Oh, I thought you meant Carol and Barbara, that they were the same.
That too.
Same name.
They're the same name.
Same name.
Oh, man. Ugh. That's funny. I just love that she started off this minute by just saying, I got so afraid, I ran, I ran, I ran, I ran. Like, okay.
We got it
the first time. Because then, like, the more she says it, the more it starts to sound like a country and not a verb.
Well, that's what happens when you don't know what you're going to say next and you have to fill space.
Yeah, she's winging it here.
She's really fully winging it.
She's winging it pretty hard. Winging it like a parakeet would.
Lesson is, have a script for your movie.
Yeah.
Or Barbara.
For Barbara.
Tell that to the people who made Iron Man.
Why's that?
They made it without a script.
Did they really?
Yeah, they started the movie without a script. I think it was like halfway through shooting that they finally actually had a script.
They ad-libbed the whole thing?
Like, not ad-libbed. Like, they, you know, they came up with the lines, but like they came up with the lines on the day.
Oh, crazy.
For like half the movie.
Oh.
Yeah.
It worked, I guess.
It did work. Maybe we'll explore that sometime.
We'll see. You guys got anything else? You guys want to touch on the other Barbara sitting in a chair freaking out moments?
I don't know.
Ben and then getting just... up. She does get awfully grabby with Ben. Like,
yeah.
I wonder where that's going to go.
And he's just like, listen, lady, Johnny's dead.
Yeah. That's actually I like that, that's actually pretty good. That Ben's line was that this isn't a Sunday school picnic. I thought that was an odd reference to pull. It's oddly specific. Although I guess this is a Sunday, right?
Specific. Sure. Yeah.
Is it a Sunday?
It's Sunday night.
Sunday night.
They
so
went
yeah,
to
I mean,
church that morning.
I guess it's slightly relevant because it's a Sunday, but like that's a it's getting real specific.
Well,
they were. Probably just trying to come up with something that sounded pleasant.
Yeah, it's kind of like saying it's not. This is no walk in the park.
It's no walk in the park. No walk in the Sunday school picnic park.
Nope.
Well, do you want me to tell you something about 1968?
Yes.
Do it.
All right, I will. I will do it. All right.
Fine.
Do it.
Fine.
I don't care.
Jeez.
Okay. Oh, man. July 30th, 1968, which is my birthday, not my birth year, but it's my birthday, so happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday.
Thames Television starts transmission in London. So they're a franchise holder for, part of the ITV British television network. And that's pretty much the only thing you need to know about it.
Okay.
All right. Well, good job, TV. You did good in 1968. Or did they not do
great?
I don't know. Maybe you did bad. The world is worse off for you.
I'll give you one other snippet, though. August 5th through August 8th, 1968, the Republican National Convention is held in Miami Beach, Florida, and they nominate Richard Nixon for U.S. President and Spiro Agnew for Vice President.
I'm sure that's going to work out just fine.
Yeah,
that'll
totally.
Work out great.
That's that's probably a good choice for the American people.
I agree. He already served to, as vice president to Dwight D. Eisenhower. He's got the experience. He was, senator for many years. He'll be fine.
Yeah, yeah. Totally wholesome guy. Stand up politician. No corruption.
He's got his values aligned. I hear journalists love him.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
So things will work out. Things will work out just fine.
Huh. That's interesting.
Yeah. Anyway, that's all I've got for 1968. Any other things?
Negative. I think that sums up my opinions on this minute.
Where can they find us on the internet?
That's a great question, Jason. Tell us where they can find us on the internet.
Goddamn. At TLDMinute on any social network or TLDMinute.com or ThatMightBeCool.com, which leads to the same place. Anyway, or you can leave us a rating or a review and we'll love you.
Yep. And till next time.
This has been the Living Dead Minute.
We will see you then.
You paused, and so I was like, I don't know if he's trying to kick it back to me. I don't know what's going on. The Living Dead Minute.
On the Living Dead Minute.
Must have been a station.